Okay, we're on Sadi Gimel Amud Aleph at the top at the Mishnah. We are 20 blot from the end of Masechta. Okay, so the Mishnah says the following: 20 blot, 20 weeks. Also,
but I was the only one who looked.
Okay, so get ready. Okay, says the Mishnah as follows. No, it's like three more. Fuck it. So what happened? A person married three women and then he passed away. And the ksubas are as follows. Ksubasa shalzu mana, vishalzu masayim, vishalzu shalosh meos. And the person had, and each woman had a ksuba of a different value. One of them is 100, one of them was 200, and one of them was 300. Okay. Ve'in sham ella mana. And there's only, and he dies, all he has is left a hundred. Rashi points out something very important. Says Rashi, that first Rashi in the Mishnah, shalzu mana, shalzu masayim, etc. Vishlosh shan nechtemu b'yom echad. Right, and the case is that the ksubos were all signed on the same day. So none of them come, no one has precedence over anybody else in terms of timing. Right, the ibetlasa yome, HaKodemes b'shtar, Kodemes b'gibwe. Because if it was three different days, then whoever shtar was earlier is the person who will collect earlier. So it must be that the case is that they're all the shtaros all have the same date. For one of them, it's 100 mana, one of them is 200, one of them is 300. Don't ask me how that worked. Shalom bias. Why is that he had three wives of three different sized ksubos? Fine, but he did. And then he passes away, and the ksuba, and all he has is 100 zuz at that point. So what do they do? So the Mishnah says, "Ein sham ela mana, chokim b'shava." So no problem. They have there's 100 zuz for all three of them, and you split it three ways. Each one gets 33.333 zuz. Fine. And says Rashi, "Chokos b'shava, sharei koach shloshtan shava b'shibur mana." The bekulhu ika mana, right? They each are owed 100 zuz, right? So when there's only 100 left, so they each have an equal, equal hold on that 100 because they're all owed at minimum 100. So therefore, they just split it three ways. Fine. Hayusha masayim. So what happens if there was, again, the same case. Three women, one has 100, one has a star of 100, one has a ksuba 200, one has a ksuba 300. But now there's 200 zuz left over once the man passes away. So then what happens? So hayu sham masayim shamana notelas chamishim. The one who's owed 100 gets 50. Sham masayim mishal shalosh meos shlosha shlosha shalzav. And the ones who were owed 200 and 300, they each get three gold coins. So what are we talking about? It says Rashi, Hayusha Masayim, Ein Labalas Mana Shibur Ela B'Mana Rishon. Right. So again, there's 200, and the first wife, or the wife who is owed 100, so she's a Shibur on 100, right? Avav B'Mana Sheni Ein Shibur L'Shtar Shamana. But she has no hold at all on the second mana because she only gets at maximum gets 100. So the first 100 has something to do with her. Second 100, she's like out of the conversation for. Sounds like. Okay. So what happens? So the first one gets chamishim, and then the Gemara parichala. Rashi says, don't worry, I know you're confused. Why is she getting 50? Good question. The Gemara doesn't ask why she gets 50. Fine. But we'll have to deal with that. Ksuba 200 and 300, what do they get? Shalosh shel zahav. Rashi explains, shlosha dinare zahav, three gold dinars, v'chol dinar zav esrim v'chamisha dinar kesef. That's each one's worth 25 dinar kesef. Kedam rezav v'sham asayim. Fine. So, but the point being that instead of getting the one who's supposed to get 200 gets 75, and the one who's supposed to get 300 also gets 75. So basically, they get 50, 75, 75. Okay. Why? Good question. The Gemara is going to talk about it. Fine. So what's going on here? Because in Rashi continues, Vishal Masayim, Kocha Shava B'Masayim, Labala Shlosh Meos, Sharei Masayim Yishu Barim Nishtara. Right? Meaning, when there's 200, the 100 person gets their 50, the 200 person has something to do with the first 100 and something to do with the second 100, right? Because she's owed 200. Fine. Okay. Back to the Mishnah. Hayusham shlosh meos. So what if there's 300 zuz left over? So what happens? Shalmana notel is chamishim. The one who's supposed to get 100 gets 50. V'shamasayim mana v'shal shalosh meos shisha shazav. Okay, so the one who's supposed to get 100 gets 50. The one who's supposed to get 200 gets 100. And the one who's supposed to get 300 gets 6 times 25, which is 150. Okay, so it ends up being 50, 100, 150. If 300 needs to be split between the three. Fine. Okay. And Rashi again explains. Hayusham shlosh meos. Rashi says, mana rishal mishuba lekulan. Right, again, the first mana, everyone has a say in. Vasheni labalas masayim ulabalas shlosh meos. Right, in the second 200, right, the first one's out because they already got some, whatever's relevant for them at the first 100. So that's between the second and the third 100, right? Vashlishi labalas shlosh meos levada, and the third 100, right, is only relevant to the person who's supposed to get 300. Fine. Okay. And Shamanu know that tells Chamishim Rash is again. We're going to explain why Masayim gets mana. Again, the Gemara is going to explain why, and the person supposed to get 300 gets Shisha Shazav, right? That's 150. Okay, fine. And the last case, the Mishnah is the following: V'chein Gimel Sheitil Lekis. So, what if you have three people who all gave money in to make an investment? Rashi says Sheitil Lekis Maos Leknos Schara Leschar. Right. So they go ahead and they. Each person invests in a business. It's a different story. This is a different case. So you have three people. Each one of them invested a certain amount of money, and now they're going to in a certain, you know, certain type of business, and they're going to sell that. Sell whatever item is that they purchased. Fine. So what happens? Pichzu oh hosiru. What happens if the value of the item that they purchased goes down or goes up? So kach hayucho kach hen chokin. They split it the same way. They invested, right? So it depends on how much you put in, right? Whoever put in X amount, so whatever the percentages are, if the value goes up, they each collect their dividends based on the percentages that they had put in initially. If it goes down, they each lose based on the percentage they had put in initially, meaning we don't split it equally, but rather it goes by how much they had invested.
Well, that's not consistent with the wives.
Not consistent with the wives.
Correct, right? The wives aren't getting paid out proportionately. They're getting, so far, we don't think.
It doesn't seem like it. The only problem is that the Mishnah uses the language of v'chein.
Right.
Right? So it sounds like the Mishnah is trying to teach us that, it's the same. And you're saying, well, it's not the same because it's 50, this thing, the whole thing.
Well, the whole thing doesn't sound like it's
set up proportionally. It doesn't sound like that. Right. Good. Exactly. So we're going to have to explain how that does work. Good. Okay.
That's the
Tosus Debre Maskel v'chein shlosha.
That's
yes. Right, it's not exactly the same. The hacha ko echa not alefim ma'osav. Right, but it's even a little different though. What Tosh is saying is that it's not the same because each one's getting paid according to how much they deserve and how much was written to them. But it sounds like he does think it is proportional.
Well, but isn't the ratio the first part of the mission, which is talking about the ksuvos?
Yes, but it's not the same as the ksuvos. What he should have said was, if it's not the same, say because the first one isn't proportional, the second one is proportional. What he's saying is it's different because this one is not, it's not what they invested, it's what they were assigned to get initially.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know. Okay, but yes, but Tosus also agrees that the v'chein is a challenging word there. Yeah, good. Okay, so says the Gemara, Shamana notelas chamishim, telasin utlasa vitilsa hu de isla. What do you mean? The first one shouldn't get 50, she should get 33.33333, right? How do I know? Rashi says, Tlasin, Vutlasa, Vitilsa, Hudi, Islata, Hainu, Shlish, Shamana, Share, Ein, Lachilek, Bimana, Sheni. Right? What? I mean, again, the initial case was what? You have each one deserves, one's written 100, one 200, one 300, and there's only 100 left over. So, presumably, what's going on here is that the first woman, right? Again, it's not really, I shouldn't be saying first. It's not, no one came first. Right, but it's just it's the value of 100, 200, 300. But the woman who's owed 100, she has shaychus to the first 100 because her max is 100, right? But so do woman 200 and woman 300, right? So what should happen, presumably, is that 100 should be split between the three of them, right? Because she has a shibud on the first 100. Whenever we talk about a ksuba, always, right? It is, I'm owed a certain amount of money, and therefore your karka, husband, is mishubah to my ksuba, right? Which I have a claim. So if she, so you have three people all have a claim on that first 100, right? So that should be split three ways, and she should only get 33%. Fine, or in this case, 33.31. Zuz. Fine. Okay. So what's happening? So answer the Gemara. Amar Shmuel, because seves balas masayim le balas mana din udvarim ein li imach b'mana. No, I'll tell you what happened. The woman 200 says to woman 100, you know what? I have nothing to do with your 100. You're going to collect whatever you need to collect. Don't include me in your whole conversation. I don't want to fight with you. We're just going to use that language specifically. I don't want to fight about who gets what. You're out. I'm out. Look at Rashi. Din edvarim in the imach v'mana, says Rashi. Kishetavoi ledin lo ariv imach. When it comes time to go to the bezin, I'm not going to fight with you. B'mana ha-meshubad lach. Right? Meaning, she knows already, first of all. You get only 100. I get 200. So she says, when you're going to go collect your 100, I'm not going to get involved. Right, v'lo yismite chalkeich, and your amount shouldn't be lessened bishvili on my account. Hilkach hiu balas shlosh meos chokos osa. So what happens? So you're right. Really, they should split it 33, 33, 33, or 33.3, etc. all the way across. But what happens? Woman who's owed the 200 says the one who's owed 100. You know what? Take me out of the equation, and you just split it with woman 300. In which case, the 100 is split two ways, and that's why she gets 50.
So, yes? according to Shmuel, if she didn't say that to woman number one or woman 100,
right,
then they still would do the
33.
So, okay, she's
correct, because all three of them have a shibud on that 100.
She has to say that,
right? And their shibud is the same time,
right?
Right. So there's no reason to give one preference over the other per se, right? So she's only in for that conversation, woman number one, but they all, if it's all three are in, so she all get 33. On that first 100.
But which part of the Mishnah is this? Are we talking
the first about? Case?
But in the first case, the Mishnah says
she has 50.
The
oh, sorry, it's got to be.
Thank you.
Second case. You're right, because the first case they all chokum mishavet because they all have shaychus to that 100, right. And that's what they all explain it the same.
In the second case,
in the second case, what changed?
There's more, so
okay. Exactly. So the question's Gemara's so good. So the Mishnah's question, the Gemara's question, what happened from case one to case two? Thank you. So yes, case then, two, why did she always get 50? She should still just be getting right. 33.
But then the Mishnah says they split the other 150. So how can that?
Good. So how's that going to work? So before we let's break this down. Even before we get to the other two people. So what's going to happen? So she's going to have 33. Woman two gets zero. So she doesn't get 33. She gets 50 and 50. So there's now 100 left. So what's going to happen?
It should be 50, 0, 50. Is where we should start.
It should be. So she has 50. Woman 100 gets no more of that.
Right.
Right. And then the other two.
Now it's that 50
of
the allocation. Right?
So she should say 50-50. Right, but what do we say?
That's what the Mishnah says.
But it's 33 and a third plus 50 plus 50, which is where it's right.
No, that's
no. In our Hayu Shamasayim, Shamana Notas Chamishim Shamasayim Veshalosh Veshalosh Shalosh Shalosh Zav. These get 75.
Right. That's your 200. But if the second woman is saying, I'm not going to fight
with you, which is fine because again, woman 100 gets 50.
Yeah.
Right? Now she's out.
Right.
Yeah. Because she collected her portion. So now there's another another 100 left.
Well, it's 150
left. 150 left because he has 200.
There's 150 left, but
50 from the first mana and the second mana.
You give out the first mana. You give out the first mana. When you give out
50-50.
50-50. Mm-hmm. And the second mana has to be split by two people.
Right.
So you split 50-50. 50-50 again.
Right, so it should be 50... So it's 100, not 75 each.
25, because one person already got
75, right. 25, not 50-50.
The math doesn't work.
That's right, it doesn't work. Right, so how's that going to work? So let's see. Good.
It does work. Yeah. So there's 100 left, and one person's going to get 75, one person's going to get 20.
But
in the end, two people are getting 75.
But the woman number two should get 25.
But each one's collected sort of like each one goes as a separate
right.
din, which is why woman 100 is out after the first 100 is divvied up, 50-50. She doesn't, we don't say, keep going until you fill up your 100. Right? She doesn't keep going until she collects 100. So we do 50-50 at that point. So 100 has 50, 300 is 50. Right?
Yeah.
And now we have, and woman 2 had said, don't include me in that conversation.
Right? So
right?
It's 50-0.
But now woman 2 and 3 are going to be included in that conversation, and there's only another 100 left.
So she has to get 50-50, 100 is what it should 25.
So you have 75-75.
But why?
But that's not what the Mishnah said.
But we should say count that, split that one 100-100 between the two other
the
women.
The second 100 should be split
50-50. And
number,
should be, so it should be
three,
7.
Three.
So it should be 100.
Yes. 100. It should be 50 to woman number 2 and 100 to woman number
3. Right, correct.
Right, that balances.
Correct, that would make more sense.
Right.
But
that's not
so then, we're not saying that, so we have to explain why that's going to be. Good. So let's keep reading the Gemara. But it's a good point. So let's just keep going for 1 second. So Shmuel says the case is, what happens is that woman number 2 says to woman number 1, I'm out for your conversation. You take whatever, you split that with woman 300, and you guys will have 50-50. Fine. So that's what happened in that case. Fine. But Rav Yaakov Minahar Pekod Mishbeid Ravina Amar Reisha B'Shtei Tfisos V'Seifa B'Shtei Tfisos. And this, I think, is going to give us our answers. Right? That the first case is with two different collections. And the seifa is of two different collections. Reisha b'shtei tfisos denaflu shivin v'chamishin b'chad zimna u'mea v'eshin v'chamisha b'chad zimna. And seifa b'shtei tfisos denaflu shivin v'chamisha b'chad zimna u'masayim v'eshin v'chamisha b'chad zimna. So we're going to have to explain what that means. We're not going to calculate it now. So we will make that calculation tomorrow. Okay.